me to be able to afford like something like, okay, this is my review of the first 10 to 15 minutes, I'd say. Like the first 10 to 15 of I bought Metroid Other M today and I played it for a bit, and this is my review of the video game Metroid Other M. Well, it's not a Metroid game. I don't know who the hell decided let's paste the word Metroid on here because it doesn't have anything to do with Metroid. There's like this thing that they did that was dumb. Like, okay, let's make a Metroid game that has none of the aspects of any other Metroid game, except for the fact that Samus is in it. And Samus wears the Zero suit, I believe. Yeah, that's what it's called. She wants to wear her fucking, like, the fuck is this shit? Like, who the fuck thought it was a good idea? Let's make a Ninja Gaiden game, but it's gonna be Samus instead of the fucking guy from Ninja Gaiden. Yeah. I want to make a game where Samus jumps around and she shoots shit everywhere. She does all this other kind of shit. She makes like it's got all the same features though. I run around and I shoot stuff and I got little power bombs that I drop down every once in a while. I got these goddamn, grappling hooks or something. I don't even know. You can still go in a first person view and scan around. They want to make all these changes to the game. All these fucking changes that have nothing, no fucking, like, merit to it. You remember the last time I ran around and I had a cutscene where someone talked to me? Oh, wait, that never happened in a Metroid game. Because that's not what fucking happens in Metroid games. People don't goddamn talk. There aren't people. The only person is Samus. She's alone. She has blonde hair and she doesn't talk. Because you know what happens? Did you ever read I Am Legend, the original I Am Legend? The first time you read the book, you might think to yourself, if you're a linguist or you're a very good English major that doesn't want to pay attention, or does want to pay attention to other little inconsistencies in a book, you realize, why does Robert Neville talk to himself a lot? No, you don't know that he talks to himself when you first read it. Because you read it and you're like, why does a lot of this dialogue not have quotation marks around it? And then it clicks in your fucking head. Wait, there's no quotation marks because Robert Neville is talking to himself in his head. Because why? What's the point of talking out loud if there's no one around to talk to? Oh, to make sure you don't go crazy. No. You've never been alone that long, obviously. You don't know what I'm talking about. So, fucking Samus doesn't talk to herself because she's alone. She has no fucking need to talk to anybody else. But they think, fucking Team Ninja thinks, let's make this great game. Let's make it goddamn. I want to make a fucking, like, game where Samus likes to fucking suck. Because that's what this game is. Samus likes to fucking suck. That's the whole fucking premise of an entire fucking game. I didn't get into any good part yet. And I'm already fucking hating it. You wanna know what else I bought today, though? About the Metroid Prime Trilogy for the Wii. And you know what? It's a fucking recycle, and it's still better. Motherfucker. You can't compete against a game that's already out. They got re-released. All it has is new controls. And you can't fucking compete with that? Who the fuck? Oh my god. Someone at Nintendo was drunk off a little too much sake, thinking, this will be the greatest fucking game in the history.